be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when Jesus saw him, he fell prostrate and pleaded with him and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but to go show yourself to the priests and offer your cleansing, what Moses prescribed, and that will be proof for them. The report about him spread more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to a deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. So how was Christmas vacation? Do you wish it was shorter?
No.
Do you wish it was longer?
Yes.
Can you take care of that for him? Oh. I'm sure the teachers probably wish it was longer too. Maybe. So what do we hear about in today's gospel? What does Jesus do? When he's in doing his mission, he goes, he preaches, he cures people. That's pretty good stuff, right? So in your average day, some of you learn, right? Hopefully you learn, you get home, you do your homework, maybe some chores or something. Your teachers teach and they prepare for the next day. Everybody has these things that they do. And when you're at the end of the day, what do you do? Whoop. What do you do?
I get all of my stuff out of my backpack.
You get all your stuff out of your backpack, and then what?
Wash my hands.
Wash your hands. Okay, get stuff out of your backpack, wash your hands. I'm gonna go way back. All the way. Keep going. Because the people in the back seem like they never get a chance. And what do? Oh, you're going to have to speak louder than that. I'm old.
Play on your iPad.
Play on your iPad. Wow. Ooh, that's pretty good.
I relax, get ready for bed, read my Bible, pray, and go to sleep.
Oh, she said the magic word. What does she do before she goes to sleep? She prays. So Jesus had a long day. He'd gone and he'd preached and he'd cured someone of leprosy. And when the day was over, he just didn't go, "Oh man, I'm pooped." He'd set some time aside and he prayed. And that's what we all need to do at the end of our day. I know we're all pooped, we're getting ready for bed, we maybe spend a little time on the iPad, maybe too much time, but it's okay. But when we're done, before we're finished, we need to take a few moments, thank God for our day, and pray. Just like this morning when I was coming down here, I get up real early, and the sun was coming up, and the sky was beautiful. And I looked and I went, "Okay, God, it's a nice way to start the day." So pray in the evening before you go to bed. Pray in the morning when you get up, just a little, "Thank you, God, I appreciate the day. I look forward to all those things we're going to do together." Okay? Okay? I was wondering if y'all fell asleep. I know it's like the first week back and you're still having trouble adjusting. Maybe not. I'm sure you guys are all at 150% and that you're going and the teachers are going. But hey, no, you're not at 150, 140? You're just glad to be here? That was okay. I understand. So as we go through our day, let us think about God being with us. Let us pray throughout the day. And then before we go to sleep at night, let us thank the Lord and pray again.